It's important to remember. An 80-year-old couple go to the doctor having troubles remembering things. So they decide to see that the doctor. Doctor checks them all out, stem to stern, and there's nothing wrong with them physically. But the doctor says, you know, you might have some memory problems. It does help if you write things down. So they go home. They thank the doctor. They leave. Later that night, while watching TV, the husband gets up from his chair, and his wife asks, well, where are you going, dear? I'm going to the kitchen. Will you please get me a bowl of ice cream? Sure, dear. Now, don't you think you should write that down so you can remember? Oh, no, dear, I can remember that. It's a bowl of ice cream. Well, you know, if it's not too much trouble, I'd also like to have some strawberries on top. I know you're going to forget that, so please write that down. I can remember that, a bowl of ice cream and strawberries. She replies, well, and you know, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, dear, would you mind putting some whipped cream on top of that? I know you'll forget that, so please write it down. With irritation in his voice, her husband says, I don't need to write that down. I can remember that. Fumes off into the kitchen. 20 minutes later, he returns from the kitchen and hands her a plate of bacon and eggs. She stares at the plate, looks at him, stares at the plate, looks at him. You forgot the toast. Do you ever have difficulty remembering things? Anybody besides me? Wow, just a few of us. You're all the rest are liars. Losing your keys. You know where they are? The last place you left them. Anyone ever lose their phone? Oh. Ever go into a room and wonder why you went in there? Usually it's, oh, yeah, exactly, right? For me, it's going from the house to the garage. It just wipes my hard drive clean. And why am I in here again? What was that? Mm-hmm. It's important that we remember. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's important that we remember the sacrifice of others. Many Christians in this world are still being persecuted and killed because of their beliefs. We have a freedom to gather and worship the God of our choice here. One of the lessons I was taught as a kid is God did not put us here for us. God put us here for others. Many gave some gave all. They made a difference. They changed other people's lives. So, Acts chapter 1. Pastor read so beautifully. The disciples come together and they see Jesus, and he's just about ready to go to the ascension and rise up. Is now the time, Lord? Is now the time when you're going to restore the kingdom? Jesus doesn't answer the question. Did you notice that? It's not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his authority. But, he says, you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the earth. You will be that. The power of the Holy Spirit. Does anyone know where the Holy Spirit comes from? This is a confirmation question. Your baptisms. In holy baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit's job, bad theology, is to cause us to believe in the first place, right? The disciples' message to the end of the earth. Remember last week, Pastor Olson Pop was talking about waiting and how no one likes to wait. Anyone ever wait in line at boot camp for food for chow? Not too many. Huh? I still don't like waiting in line for food. Of course, in the Marine Corps, you didn't have a choice. You couldn't order off the menu, but Lord, is this the time? Doesn't answer the question, pushes it back on them and says, I got a job for you. You're going to do this through the Holy Spirit. It's not for us to know. It's 1 Corinthians 13:12, right? Now we see through a mirror dimly. Then we're going to see face to face. I got questions when I get to heaven. How about you? Why mosquitoes, right? What were you thinking about, Lord? But once we see the Savior's face to face, it's, yeah. Jesus ascends back into heaven. The apostles are gazing up to the heaven. When's the last time you gazed up into heaven? Nighttime and the stars. Just, oh. Suggestion for you, if you're gazing at in the morning, daylight hours, don't do this. Birds. Yeah. Two guys show up dressed in white robes. I want to know, are these the same guys that were there at the resurrection? Doesn't say. They're asking the question, why are you guys looking up there? I don't think they're asking, they have an answer or an expectation. They're telling us maybe instead of looking there, we need to focus our attention on something else. We need to look in a different place. What if, instead of looking towards heaven, what if we looked here down on earth? I think we pray that, don't we? How does that one go? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't we pray that? They did last service, and they did at communion, and you're gonna. What if we moved our focus just a little bit from always there to my neighbor, your neighbor, right? What if? After all, doesn't it say in 1 John 4, if we do not love our brother or sister whom we have not, who we have seen, how can we love God whom we have not seen? And maybe, could it be that the kingdom is not a thing? It's an action. It's an action and a way of being in the concrete circumstances of life. How do you respond to this as opposed to react to this? What are you doing for others? Where does that power come from? Lord, is now the time? You will receive power from the Holy Spirit. You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Baptism, Holy Communion. The Spirit shows up. Here's a question. How do we carry that message of God's love into the world? And another one is, do we think it's our job to convert people? We're into marketing, we're not into sales. The Holy Spirit's job is to cause us to believe. Remember that from, anyone do a confirmation as a kid growing up? And they had to memorize that heretic Martin Luther's third article of the Apostle Creed? It's my favorite one. I believe I cannot by my own effort or understanding believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, and sanctified and kept me in one true faith. It's not about us. It's about God through the Holy Spirit. How do we carry the message? You see, God does for us what we can't do for ourselves. We can't save ourselves. We do what the apostles do. What did they do right after this? They go that day's journey to that upper room, and is that that same upper room where they had the Lord's? I don't know. And what does it say? All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer. And don't you love the list of who's who in the apostles, right? Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, Simon, Judas, and then that phrase, constantly devoting, and how about this? With certain women, including Mary, the mother of James, Jesus, as well as his brothers. How many knew that Jesus had brothers? You hide it in the Bible. Great place to put that stuff. Right? But women are listed twice. Who doesn't like Jesus' mommy, for crying out loud? She's listed, and then it says certain women. My daughters taught me that God made Adam first and then perfected it with Eve. Women. Women are listed in the Bible. Thank you, God. Constantly devoting themselves to prayer. They give us all a good example. It's important to pray. It's important to pray, especially on days that end in Y, or if you're alone or with someone, or in groups of one or more. It's important to pray. Okay, time to wake up. Last paragraph. Okay, last two paragraphs. It's about prayer. A pastor, Harrington, he's out of Texas, he tells this story that while visiting with his grandkids, he takes the grandkids out to eat. You know, there's something about grandkids that just have a different place in your heart. They took him to their favorite restaurant called EZ's. The place was jammed with people. The pastor Harrington had his hands full controlling these three wild dog grandkids of his. They finally got food and they finally got settled. They began to eat, and then the one grandkid who was the wildest dog of them all looked up and said, "Everybody quiet! We haven't prayed the prayer." It got quiet, Pastor says, as a chapel. The manager turned off the music. They were holding hands. And the kid said the prayer we always say, "God is great, God is good, let us thank him for the food." Pastor Harrington says, "You know, I saw people wiping their tears." I'm guessing that that grandkid made a difference in several people's lives. He reminded the people about God's presence in that place. He reminded them about God's goodness in providing food, reminding them about gratitude and about prayer. And it's possible. It's possible that somebody else's life was changed. Thank God his parents taught him how to pray. Thanks for making a difference in the lives of others. Wonderful to worship with you today. Remember the great saints tomorrow. The Lord is with you.